Thank you very much, Torah Anytime. Kalash Gacha Protis, Kalaloshin, Yosef Rafi, Yavi Shlita. Thanks for the great work that you're doing. Now, Zogt, good. What about the Eibishter? I remember from Nachum David Herman, Zatzal. When everyone was tumbling about the 6-day war, what's going to be? It was before the war. And people were talking, and he got up, and not the stuff I remember was. And he said, beautiful. All for the boss's son. That's very stark. Anyway, today, you got to get whatever you can do that brings a drop more emunah in your system. Go for it. It works. It doesn't work. You get a mitzvah. Whatever you do is good. Listen to the Kamana Rebbe. Achtus. In a sefer of Noitz Chesed Olavus, the Kamana Rebbe. You shouldn't see any chesar in any Jew. And a klal gadol. You hear anything bad about a yid? It's shov and sheker. It's a lie. It shouldn't make any roshim in you. Anything bad about it, it's a lie. Just forget it. No, sir. It never happened. Bug off. And me, he said, I'll shuffle, he says on himself, sometimes I have to say some sharp stuff. I do that from Tokas Adinin to get rid of a gzeder at all. And when I told my friends, they see me say something tough, don't believe me. I have a reason for speaking sharp. To get rid of some charenav, some cars. But, if you ever see me say something good about a yid, it's emes ubar. That's the way you gotta live. If I heard something good, it's true. If David Lentz is that's how said, that's the way he works. Don't give me this, that. Denial. Don't call it denial. With my denial, I'll bring Mashiach. When you're, some people have to be honest, and yeah, well, you gotta be realistic. I'd say you gotta be realistic and love every Jew and cut it out. For all Amakulam Tadikim. So what are you gonna do with that one? Anyway, that's what the Kamana Rebbe said. When you see something bad, it's baloney, it never happened, it's hevel. You hear that? Next time you see something bad about you, by the way, including yourself. I'm fine. Nothing wrong with me. I gotta tell you 3 stories. One with davening, one with learning, one with Midas. This guy, David Rosh Hashanah, terrible. It was cold. That's the way you daven. He finished davening, he said to the Beni Shalom. It was such a beautiful davening. Boom, he lied. And the musaf was fire. It's kedai to be in denial, huh? It was good. You think it's not good. Okay, the chinami, I hold the good. Isaac Schwartz told me, you put on a horse has blinders. You gotta go tumim. You look with the chacham from the manishtana. We like the tum. That's it. I daven, that means I daven good. Don't bother me with details. There's a myriad of Brestova story of chacham ba tum. It's the best thing that shayach from all the Brestova vetlach. It's a story. It brings a whole, where the tum comes out on top of the world. No, where do you want me to put it? This? Tamak on top of the world, and the chacham ends up in the garbage can. I relate to that rest of the story, especially I take a look. The whole world makes fun of the chucham for the manishtana. That means the tam is the good one. I like the tam. What can I do? The tam believes in the Yiddish, so he doesn't get so... El kimos as adam yashar ve'bishki b'kshir ha'shbein adam. He's so smart. You can't say that about him. You know the truth. He's not really so good. Come on, stop it. Or about yourself for sure nowadays. You're supposed to put yourself down, you know. It's supposed to be a none of, you know. I don't go for none of that baloney. Rabbi Miller told me, you have to hold from the other self and the other person. I'm great, you're great. Allah's in a givaldi. That's it. Anyway, that's one story. The other story was with learning. This guy put in a terrible morning seder. Forgot the details, but it was no good. He davened like a, he learned like a Turk. He didn't know anything. He didn't chop anything. He didn't hear anything. He didn't go into one ear. Chavrus is yelling at him. He got into a this and got a this. That didn't work. First morning Seder was terrible. Rabbeinu Shalom, thank you for that beautiful morning Seder. That night, it's a true story. That afternoon Seder was fire. The night Seder was, say it's good, don't be such a chacham. We like the Tom from the Manashtana. He's our hero. I learned. That means I learned good. That's it. I'm married. She's a great lady. I just, don't complicate me. She bops me over the head every Monday and Thursday. So I'll leave me alone. Who has time for to worry about such stupid things? You know, in the back of the haim, who had time for Shalom Bayis problems? Who has time to fight around? Yep. So, now I'm going to tell you, this is nasty, 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 but it's kedai to say it. What should I say? I've told this to people, and they admit it to me. On themselves, a little hard, but other people, there's certain people sometimes, you know, they need action. So let's get divorced. You know, it'll be love it. Maybe a little bit and talk about it. And he did it, you did that, and chas v'shalom. You can't knock nobody. But I'm saying there is such a mitzvah. No question about it. You know, my sister, Allah Shalom, she knew a girl that she cried her heart out. For 10 years she was married to a nebuch, terrible matzah. All her friends weren't on her side. You got to get out of this one, nebuch. But you make through and everything. My sister told me the story. And so, I don't know who the person is, but my sister told me. Anyway, for 10 years, she went through Gehenna. Finally, she got divorced. Everybody was so happy. Years later, she remarried. My sister heard it from the horse's mouth. She heard it from the horse's mouth, Rabbi Sai, from this intelligent lady. She's a smart lady. She decided, we're not cut out. This is really working. He said this, and I said, we're not really, and shame. And she remarried. They were so happy for her. She finally, such a hard life she had. Vahi hayayim, she called up my sister and told her, please don't tell anybody, but I like the first guy much better than this guy. Could I marry the second one? Did you hear this? Did you hear that? I know two more stories like that. I don't want to go into details. Did you hear that one? No, it's Mefurish in this week's Pasha. Let's go back to Mitzrayim. Zachanu Abatichem, we had watermelons, cucumbers, remember, onions and garlic, free fish.
Is it ever saying that if she would have copped for the first one, how bad the second one would be, she would have appreciated the first one?
She didn't learn in the Vardik. What do you want from the poor lady? I'm Donnelly Kapkos. Whoever did not learn in the Vardik, don't cop though.
For some reason, the Shrem Atzov, they imagine themselves being 10 times of a worse Atzov. It changes.
You could be. Of course. Of course. Of course. Oh, that's for sure. Malos. Just be happy. David's just testing you. What's a wife anyway? A test. A wife is a test. Make it official. And what's a husband? A test. He's her test. She's his test. They're happily testing. Happily testing. They'll give me the name. Lived happily ever after to kill each other. Marital bliss. Oh, they're cut out. This is working. Look, I shouldn't make fun of the whole world. The Nevada fever is heavy in my system. There is such a thing as fitting and working and not working. There is such a thing. I just happen not to be into it. That's not my cup of tea because I'm not interested in that stuff. I witnessed with my own eyes to a European Jew, a farmer, who was married to a first-class Mach Shefa. L'chol ha'deis, l'chol ha'mefarshim. He came home every night. She let him have. I saw this. I'm not making this up. And she was there. She looked like a. She looked like, you know, forget it. She wasn't there to greet him with a smile. Forget it. She just was one shtick negative. One shtick anger. One shtick morose. A nebuch. Nebuch. And she was good at it. She was on Mologa, Pelushi, Yidina, with the hardcore, you know, tough ladies. She was at, whatever, I don't know where she came from, but whatever. She used to tell him off in Tatan's Tat Narayan. And she lashed at him every time he came home. He got Yena Baruch Abba. She killed him. She didn't kill him. Oh, no. He was much happier married than all of us. He came home. He loved her. My sweet, beautiful wife. That's it. Was he ever ma'ayin? Is she good looking enough? Oh, yeah, it's a zacha. I didn't know that. It's an inyan. I know the haim. I don't know if they're into that whole sugya. What? Oh, say, but my nafkamina. There's a maestro of Yiddish Rebbe. You have to marry. By the way, there were two Gedolei Yisrael who told, one of the people who was told was, I don't want to say his name, a person that Rav Shach called the Gadol B'Yisrael. And he was, I ask anybody, he was Kuli Ruchni, he was not an American boy. No way. But he told me the story. He didn't want her, not such a, she didn't look because of it. So he went to the Rosh Kibahag, and Rosh Kibahag said, that's baloney, all that stuff. And he wasn't able to listen. But be careful with that, bud. You don't mess with the Rosh Kibahag. I don't do that stuff ever. But that's the mice. It wasn't a gay for him, and he knew it. And I know another story just like it. And when somebody went to another Olam Gadol, whatever, you have to watch out. Okay, I don't want to start up. Olam Gadol has to have respect. Not going to start making chizik of everybody. I have to be funny a little bit. I want you to know if you're smart, you're mavatli das. This is something else. This is chat. I'll explain something to you. There was once a big tumult. And the German shepherd, I'm not sure who it was, a German or the Germans were involved in shepherding the Neir Sharim Olam about bringing the Mudei Chol. It was a tumult with the Zionists, how much Yiddishkeit, how much this. It was a tumult. I forgot what it was exactly, but I do remember this part that Yosef Chaim Zonneville, I forgot who it was. He gave that, they were chashavayid, these people. I forgot who he was shepherding. A German Jew, Rabbonim, big people. And he said, you know what's good for Frankfurt. I know what's good for Yerushalayim. I once asked Rabbi Yehuda Jacobs, there was a certain list, a kashrus list, a certain, so he told me, Yehuda Jacobs told me, a certain kehillah. And he told me before I got involved in looking it over, because I wanted to know certain halachas and zachas. By the way, that night, he said, look, the Rav wrote it for his kehillah. What does that mean? They need certain things. They might need certain kulas that you don't need. People are different. You have to go to your Rebbe that knows you and understands you. About kind of, but you know what goes on in the next world? Guess who's going to be done you? That's a W-doer. We hope the Chofetz Chaim is not going to be done us. We hope so. I heard this from Grace to Yidden. It's a different league. He said, we're not. We need. Now, you don't have to believe this story or not. It's a great story. A younger man was walking in the street with his wife. I think he was engaged, whatever he made. Kitzah Shegetz gave him a bop over the head. He was walking at nighttime in a lonely place at a beach. Well, it was at nighttime. And he got a bang on the head. He was unconscious. It could be a first-class Baba Meisa, but the story's great either way. He was unconscious. He was unconscious, and he was in the next world. And he came back, and he lived happily ever after. I could check it out. I know the family. I could check out what happened. Maybe they're embarrassed. I don't want to bother them. But it's a story that circulated. The part of the story that I like, he was up there in the next world, and he was walking towards the Bezdin. And he said, Tuckley, the Bezdin, no, I'm not ready for this. I want to be around longer. They passed, okay, go back. And suddenly he got up from his unconscious state, his comatose, whatever it was, and he lived happily ever after. But, P.S. What did the Bezin look like? Now, I don't want to speak like an Americana Harry, but But the way it was told to me, he was an American boy, this guy who had the story. He was taking a walk with his, he's an halacha guy, but you know, an American halacha. Guess what the bezin looked like? They were cool. They were cool. They looked like, you know, like he did. They're different shit. They didn't look like, you know, a gans of grease. They didn't look like the pays. They weren't like that. So, I don't know, it's a great story, true or not. I grind to do believe it. I could hear it big time. That's a W. You do a mafursim. That the bezin that judges you, the people who know you and understand you, they are the ones that judge you. By the way, I do want to tell you, I am in favor. I'll be judged some. I want only you. If you get the Abishta himself, you're fine. If you get him, I just saw there's a medrash, besides the Ramchal, there's a medrash, someone's on the way to Gehenna, and suddenly the fact that he was Isaac and Kivoy, stop, you're not going to Gehenna in the first place. I'll show it to you in the Medrash of Mentorship. I saw it in the back of a Sefer, a Medrash Rabba. Anyway, you don't, it's a different ball game. You're close with the Yiddish, oh, forget it. You're a different league. Close means I don't rely on people. I rely on you, Hashem, you're the one. You're so kedai to be a Baal B'tochen, you can't imagine. Just stay with the Yiddish 24/7. Don't be afraid of people. Don't let them scare you so much. Look! Don't be scared of daylights out of me. Let me enjoy life a little bit. Be alone with the Yiddish there. Anyway. That's the story. Those are the people who judge you. Anyway. The Maggid is Remechem is Lachiv. When he used to give Moshe, he was a Maggid, he let him have it like today, you know. But Brennan and Gehenna, you know, I'm all excited. They said what you're supposed to say. He used to turn around and he said, Rabbi Nishalaylam, this is your nation, they're Shleimim, they're Yereim, they want very much to do your Yeratzen, but this is my job, you know. I have to talk like this, but I know the real truth. They're great. Please don't take me at face value. Hear that? Don't they? They're great. You have to have a nine tevah, Bissah. You have a nine tevah. Hashem will lift you. You'll look good at everybody. You're going to go up, up, up. You'll Hashem, a reimamai. It's a psichter of kana. It's so kedai to see good in everybody. Don't see any. Anyway, we're getting back to the three stories. What? Who? Do you know there is a rav? There is a rav in Lakewood. There's a rav in Lakewood who gives heavy duty musar. And because Rabbi Miller said there's a special Gehenim for Rabbanim who don't give musar. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm not. It's not my job. That's right. I keep away. He's mitzvah to me, big time. I'm not a rav. That's Baruch Hashem. You know how chrys it is to be a rav. Watch what you make. I need that. So Baruch Hashem, I'm not chayev to do that, and I still have to work on ayin teva. Besides, once I become a sharp bar mitzvah, I'm going to lose half my crowd. No, I won't lose anybody. You know what's going to happen? Our crowd's going to say, Mandel, you said a good word on those guys. My father once told me that. Somebody once had a rabbi giving a big drush, a big musa and everything. Someone got up. Rabbi says, they get angezucht. So they get angezucht. You told them good. Put them in that place. Rabbi, you know how to do it. Who, me? What do you want from me? Yeah, I'm good. No one wants to be the one. You want to be a Navadik? To get up a rabbi and say, I'm the culprit? Is a medal of honor you get for that. They love that. That's what we're here for. Don't be afraid. Okay, look, I'm not going to stop that stuff. But I would do it. I don't have that much trouble with it. That's why I daft you. Don't do it. And I want to warn. Anyone like me, don't get near that stuff. You have too much of that. I could get up and say there's something wrong with me. And if you only know how bad I was, I don't say that garbage. Because it comes too easy. And for many of us, it comes, that's not your avodah. Because it comes too easy. But that's, if you have it in you automatically, it's a big mila. But watch out! It's a danger zone, you'll kill yourself. Because you said, it's a great mila, by the way, that's David HaMelech. That's why David is the king. I'll tell you a quick vart. I don't want to get the vart too much. But I'll just tell you a quick vart. Why do you need, Rambam says, you need a melech, and then you get the Beis HaMikdash. What do you need the melech for? Now why Dafka David? Because what's the Beis HaMikdash for? You come and you say, I'm sorry I sinned. That's what it's all about. Kapara. You need a king like David who says, I'm sorry. So he's a model for everybody. Now you can get a Beis HaMikdash. Got it? I hold it said, Emes Avot. Okay, more than that. And Dafka Melech, because to be an Onav, the Onav is the one that says, I'm sorry all the time. That's real Onav. Zok Techeves Avot is the real Onav. Onav is a person who holds from himself. A Melech is pure Gaiva. In fact, the Rambam says, a Malchus, you've got to be a Malchus-like person, and then now go ahead like David say, I'm wrong. That's the way to go. You're going to start off saying, I'm wrong. Hey, wait a minute. You know, your stomach jelly. First you're worth something, and then you say you're wrong. That's beautiful. Okay. Shame. Anyway, so we got two more stories. The other story is the guy learned in the morning like a Turk. And he said, David said, thanks for that great Seder, true Seder. I know the guy it happened to. And at night time, his learning was Givaldic. And the third story was a Malamed who walked into class like killing everybody. And he looked at himself, you're such a nasty Rebbe. And he comes over to me, he says, you know, I says, don't you do that. Say I'm sweet and I'm cream. I'm peaches and cream. That's me. He went back to class and it's exactly what happened. Don't mess up your self-image. I know Maisa with a kid that was depressed. The father thought he's, because the kid had problems, was a broken home and got some ice. The father walks out of the car. Abe said, thank you for that happy boy. The next day he gets a report from the Rebbe. You know, your son's from the happy kids in the class. You know what a power you have when you change things around and you adopt to speak the other way. You know, make it happen. Anyway, a lot of people don't like a bumpy road. They don't like, you know, they say, see the storm and say, Amol HaMalach, Amol HaGalach. You ever see this guy? He was steiging and learning, now suddenly, uh-oh, what happened to you? Or this guy was so nice to his wife, and suddenly one day he blows a stack. And then he's nice, and then he's a stack. And this is the way she has to live with this gook. And there's so many people that are, they're not, they're bumpy all over the place. So I know stories. First of all, the Sfarim HaKadoshim, there's a criticism on this type of person. They say, Amol HaMalach, Amol HaGalach. Amol HaMalach, Amol HaGalach. One day you're a big tzaddik. The next day you're Dama Shemineser for an hour. And the next day, goodbye. A lot of people like that. Teenagers now, Cooper's left. So, there's a big criticism of that. They say whatever, I don't want to say it. It's too poisonous for us. It's pure poison. I won't even say it. There is a big criticism on such a person. But in our world, you're inconsistent. No one knows where he's holding with you. One day you like this, one day you like that. Why don't you be consistent? And it kills people that are not consistent. You know, Rabbi Miller once told somebody who's one of those guys, don't worry about it. You'll get there. The road gets a little bumpy once in a while. That's delicious, Rabbi Miller. The road gets a little bumpy once in a while. So what? I speak to people with Betachin. I spoke to somebody, I'm speaking to somebody who's having Nisim Gulim. And suddenly, things are going bad again. I says, do you ever hear of the road getting a little bumpy? Bug off. Davis is testing you. You're going to keep putting on those blinders and you'll win. Don't be spoiled from the bumps. Then I'll tell you another vote. Rav Shlomo Volba, Zatzal, came to Lakewood. He gave the master shmooze of the universe. He gave a shmooze that the whole island was flawed. It was never, I don't think they ever heard such a shmooze. It was such a masterpiece. Now, the vote he said was, he spoke about it, an EKG. EKG. When it goes up and down, it's a sign of life. When it's going straight, the man's dead. So he said, a person in Avodas Hashem, you're going up and down, that's the way it's supposed to be. So now everything that goes on in your life, you have two ways of looking at it. You can be positive or negative. Now I'm going to check all the Masudah Dikah guys. I'm starting to feel that all the Masudah Dikah guys don't like me. All the guys who are Masudah, but I don't know any Masudah Dikah guys. So there's no problem. There's some guys that have it, yeah, a little bit, but it's not, it's extinct almost. But I do have, I had one Maaseh, unforgettable Maaseh. Kum Tarai, Machzor Chemish, had a terrific story. On Purim, in walks a young man with his wife. And he thanks me till Shemayim. I never saw him before or after. Rabbi Mendel, you saved my wife's life. Why, what did I do? You spoke about not being Masudadik. You saved her. She's dying from my house. My house is not, you know, there's men here. Does anybody here married know what the mentality of a lady is? I'm sure you. House. Wait. Got it. House. Clean the house. Maybe you don't have a Hungarian wife. I don't know. But that's the way they are. The house looks good. It's sparkling. Ladies want a Beisei Zewishtai. That'll look good or else they go berserk. The ladies. Chas v'shalom. They don't go berserk. But anyway, this lady thanked me to Shemayim that I saved her life. Now listen to this. Rav Sham Shufal Hirsch. He came from Germany, right? You know what he says this week's Pasha? This week's Moshe Rabbeinu not having any organizational skills. Moshe Rabbeinu was not Masuda. Did you hear that? They're going to kill me in a minute. You know who's going to kill me? My Zaydas and Bumbas. They're going to roll in their graves. I'm half yucky. Got to watch what I'm saying. Chacham Mizor B'Devrechem. I am 50% German. If they ever hear what I'm saying now, I'm dead. But Rabbeinu Hirsch, you know who he was? He was the one. He wasn't Tama Yeki. He was the one. You ever hear the way Yeki say, share a ma laus with the ow? With the vav turns into an ow. The real heavy-duty German. There are two parts of Germany. One part spoke half normal. And the other ones were really out of it. Share a ma laus, Shiva said, Tiaun, Chalmim, you know, you hear them? Right? He was the one that decided, for my Kehilla, we're going to do exactly real heavy-duty German. The Yekis, first class. He was, you know what he means to me, Robert Wienerich? I hold myself his Talmud. I'm absolutely crazy over Robert Wienerich. Shamshon Folhirsch, I owe him so much. The guy who wrote up about me, in Indian magazine, one thing I liked on Yilchid, he made sure to write that I'm built on Hirsch. Well, Seth, you know who Hirsch was? Schussi Yagalainu! Reb Shamsun Fala Hirsch, a Yaki. Let's have some more Yakis like him. Mashiach Abiyah. What a tzaddik. He fought Gaskola, Ashe Chilke. And Elchi, my Elta Zayde, was Mashadach with him. Tedesco family. We couldn't find anybody decent. We lived in Paris. They say my Bubba was the only Sheikh in the whole Paris. So they needed shiras. Nobody in Paris available, so they went to Germany. Who's in Germany? Rabbeinu Hirsch. And my Elta Zayde, Yaakov Tedesco and Hirsch, they were the same type. They say my Elta Zayde once threw him down a flight of stairs because he was fighting for Mila. You know, whatever they had, some issues, religious issues. He used to finish Shas. He was an Elchi, Yaakov Tedesco. There's a picture of him, my Elta Baba, two Malachim. You see his face. The Shechina's there. The Tedesco family was Makabel, Rabbeinu Hirsch, and then Kehillah. When he came to Paris, they're coming to us. They had a special shul, the Tedesco shul. So, Rabbeinu Hirsch, what are you talking, Yekis? If I'm going to play games with Yekis, I am. Uh-huh. It's not on? You're kidding. Oh, it's going to be all right. We laugh. Us Nevadigas know how to laugh. I can see Reb Gershon when something like this happened. What's his gut reaction? Laugh. He'll laugh. He'll just, everything's a joke anyway. Hakol Taiva, you know. That's the way. Oh, so we're off. No one's listening. So, Bela, I'll drink some schnapps. What do I care? As long as I got my Johnny Walker. Oh, they didn't hear me. Maybe she would tell, I have Hashem. I don't care. I'm chilled. You know what chilled means? That's a good word, by the way. You know that the Harry's made it up. Baba's Hansa is a good word. It's for us. I'm chilled. Chilled, so. I made it. They didn't make it. But then, though, tonight's, usually you're good, but tonight, you're a serious guy. I'm not. So, may not give me that. And it usually is good. Good. It's good. It's not good. It's not good. They heard. They didn't hear. It's going to be all right. You can't. It's Olam Haza. It's not a serious world. You're not supposed to be serious about Olam Haza. Yeah, but Zikir Rami, yeah, we know that. What about I'm here. Come on. What about Rachmana Liba boy? Did you try your best? Don't mean nothing. So this is not a serious world. Well, the only thing I'm serious about this world is I go to Yapchik and I eat serious food. Yeah. Or when I see Johnny, I get serious. Oh, Johnny Walker. Did you hear that, Rabbi, say it's Johnny Walker? Nobody ever said anything. They're still into Jack. Jack is saying, long this door. I got rid of Jack a long time ago. All of us in trouble. Now we're into Johnny Walker's gold label. You hear that? All the guys that are watching are going Rabbeinu, Butzina, Kadisha. Johnny's with us. So when things get tough in life, get some Johnny and relax. And who cares? I won, I lost, you're better, I'm better, he's better. Serious people. The Navardig has taught me not to be serious. Do you want me to say something? I dare not say it. Because, I'm going to be careful. But I must say it. I must say it. Someone's going to kill me for this one. But I must say it. I heard this from an Adam Gadol, Reb Aaron Cutler. Okay. This I'll say my own. I didn't know Reb Aaron. I knew Reb Nosson. He was not serious. He was geschmack like anything. I once, Rosh Hashanah, he davened 5 hours straight, you realize, Shemin Esrei. When he got finished, he came home, his little kid was crying on the ankle was crying on the floor, and he walks by, he says, event of Rosh Hashanah, that's a good thing. He's crying at Rosh Hashanah, good news. He was funny. He wasn't serious. Did you hear what I said? I heard this from a baron. I better not say it. Because they're going to kill me all over. The man couple was known to be fired. But if you were closer to him, he was such a happy, happy person. And I heard from a very close Talmud of his. I asked, how was he in Elul? I was ready to hear. He says, well, he wasn't the serious type. He's serious about that one. So you have to understand what that means. Watch out. Handle with care. He wasn't an Americana Harry. I'll tell you something about Reb Aaron. When Reb Aaron used the Bochum of playing basketball, he allowed it. He understood it. They say that he used to tell American boys, come to Lakewood, hop steak. Because that's what they understood who he's dealing with, you know. But when he played basketball, one of the big Rosh Yeshivas in America, from the biggest yeshivas from his branches, they were playing basketball. He said it. He said, well, as soon as he passed by, we dropped the ball and the game was over. He just passed by. Why can't you continue? You know what he said? You couldn't do a davar gashmi in front of that person. All right? Now you have an idea who Reb Aaron was? So when I'm saying that he was not serious, watch out. Don't quote me as Chas v'Chalilah, Shem Yirachem. They couldn't do a davar gashmi in front of him. I heard another story, how he ate. How he ate when nobody was looking. When nobody was looking, Navratic's taking over. I heard this. Somebody saw him looking. He had a meeting with some people at breakfast. He forgot to eat breakfast as usual. What did he have to do with food? Like, he had with food. What's food? Reb Aaron, you know, Reb Aaron was. How lucky we are that we're his people. Oh, well, he should be Melitz Yeshir. Reb Aaron Cutler was nothing like him. Reb Yehuda Jacob said about him. It's terrifying what that person was. The Malach Hashem Tzvakas. The way the Satma cried like a baby at his Abayah. Our Reb Aaron. What he was. There's no words to describe him. But there was a side to him. He wasn't like a lot of greasy guys in yeshiva. He wasn't. He was relaxed. Now I'll tell you a story. I heard this firsthand. And I'll tell you who I heard it from. I heard from Lazar Sussman's father. Moshe Tzvi, I think his name was. He's a very tight Elohi Yid, tzaddik. Sussman. He came to learn in Lakewood. And he was petrified of Rabaran. He said, in those days in general, an Adam Gadol was an Adam Gadol. You played games with him. And Rabaran especially, people were afraid of him. And you should know, as Talmidim said, whenever he went to yeshiva, went to Beis Medrash, you get a sefer, you used to ask someone to get it for him. Because he didn't want to step in, they'll stand up with him. Somebody told me, a close, the biggest guns that Lakewood ever produced, told me, the perception of Talmidim was that he realized that everyone was afraid of him. So he didn't want to step in. He realized, so it was an issue with him, not to scare the whole world. Because he knew he was scary. Isn't that something? Anyway. But this story, I heard the person happen to. This person, Sussman, claims he didn't know that much in the fair. He got to getting a bechina from a Baron Cutler to get into the Lakewood. It's scary like crazy. In the middle of the bechina, a Baron saw the man can't open his mouth. His buck is all flustered. So he got back. You want to hear what he did? Now look, I'm not sure exactly what. But suddenly his 2 feet went close to the desk. He opened up this. He started acting chilled. He opened up this to calm the bacha down that he shouldn't be nervous. You hear that? He acted like, you know, anyway, how did I get into this? So, who? Rabbi? Rabbi Hirsch. Thank you so much, Rabbi Hirsch. Rabina Hirsch. So I'm going to say things about Yekis. I gave enough Hagdama. I'm the Yekis. Now look, my family is split. I'm going to tell you all about myself. Here comes. This is exciting stuff. This is my background. I am a split down the middle. My father was a Galatiana, and my mother was a Yeki. And my father made jokes 24/7. He was a labor digger. Ask anybody. People love my father's personality. He was joking 24/7. He was great, my father. And he used to come home to tell jokes to my mother. The Yeki, my mother never hopped one joke. My father's ain't a raya pereganim. I'm joking. But my brother tells me 3 o'clock in the morning, mommy woke up and she suddenly started laughing. I finally got him. Anyway, but I'm allowed to make fun because I'm a half a Yekka. I'm allowed to. But anyway, here's the story about the Yekis. Please be Meichel me. All Mesudadika people, please be Meichel me. I wish I'd be more Mesudadik. Maybe you can teach me how to do it. I'm only half Yekka, you know. So the other side, you know, it's a whole mix. That's why sometimes I look a little confused. I'm trying to figure out my identity crisis. Who am I? One of those? One of these? Oh, I'm a Yekki, yeah. Let's remember that. Not too often. But I want to tell you, Meir de Gazach. Reb Shav Shavol here says a Moshe Rabbeinu. He was not organized. You want to see it? You want to see it? Now, Reb Shav Shavol here, he was German. No, it's not in there. It's not in there. I just saw it. This is for the next B'tachon Weekly coming up. Yisrael had to tell him how to do things. He didn't know how to do. Did you hear that? Now, who said that? Rabina Hirsch himself said it. You hear that? So vice days, whatever that means, nobody understands. And he had, but he wanted to bring out the greatness. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't speak good. To show it's all the Eibishter. It's not the person. You have more chesreinus you have, the better. And it's the Eibishter running your life, so you're not so organized. Come inside, make yourself at home. So you're not organized. Now, I advise everybody to get as organized as he can. Don't look for trouble. Reb Aaron says, be organized. You'll have so much bittul Torah if you're not looking for strong. Where did I put this? Where did I put that? He encourages it. And Reb Chaim Chasman, they once asked him, and they said, now, Avodas Hashem, he said, say that. So, but with talking, you're not Masuda. You try 2,000. Does anybody know what that's all about? I wonder who doesn't know about it. That's the batza. You ever get into the car, you're all nervous, and suddenly, anyway, they say in BMG, when they say, Nefesh mi bahola, and Hashana Rabbah, the whole place screams, Mikhal Ram, Nefesh mi bahola, we know what that's all about. Well, it's a top. We got to get the kids in school on time, then we got to do this, oh, but then I forget this. Do you ever go to any school throughout the world, any organization, you're going to see hundreds of expensive coats left for forever. They forgot. Oh, I forgot. People, when I was a kid, they used to forget their rubbers. That was, in fact, it's Halach HaShulchan Aruch. I believe HaShulchan, Galashis HaShulchan says that you're allowed to keep. It's okay, because everyone forgets it and everyone's after it. I think they have to stop making halacha for coats too. Because do you know how many coats? Expensive coats! All, I mean, not just those Jews. The entire universe is loaded with forgetful people who are leaving cashmere coats. What are the better ones? Hundreds of dollars worth of coats. And every, oh, I forgot my coat. And every year they gotta buy a new coat. How can I get a new coat? I lost my last year. Oh, yeah. Anybody knows what I'm talking about? Anyway, that's the world today. Anyway, Rabina here sticks up for those that are not Masudidic. And he was a German. Now, I don't want to say anything, but for those that suffer from different needs, if you are Masudidic, stay that way. Laman Hashem, it'll save you from so much aggravation. Keep, try to get more organized. The more, the better. It's such a mitzvah, you can't imagine, to be organized and tell them what they did. But, let's see your nebuch not. You know, the Germans are very organized, you know that? You know, they were the organized people of the world. No? The Germans, yamach shema mezachlam. They were mesudar. No, also, we have to do this right. Anyway, okay. I said mine already. Every matzah a person has, there's two ways of looking at things. You could look at two ways. You have to see positive in yourself 24/7 and build a case proving what I have is the best. What I am is the best. What did the Meraglim do? Meraglim saw what's bad. And what did Kalev ben Yefune and Yeshua see? Only good. All they saw, beautiful, beautiful. I tell you, Eretz by night. And they said, Eretz Achelus Yeshveh, it's terrible. You can't live there. And they said, it's beautiful. They both saw the same thing. Now we have in our lives constantly the same thing. The same wife. She's great, my wife. She never screams at me. She never does any work either. But all I know is she never screams at me. That's a great wife. And the guy whose wife screams all day, by the way, they come in packages. Women and all people are packages. You're going to get yourself a certain type. Let's say she screams a lot, but she's hardworking. She's worth it. Let's say she doesn't work a lot. I know somebody married her, sweetest, nicest, come inside lady in the world, but she never did a word. So you got to see the positive. It's up to you. Dig out the positive, no matter what. And be as positive in yourself. Now, a friend of mine was having terrible problems. Terrible. He has no control. And a lot of people who have no control. And they're always, you know, I had a pshat, and I heard as a b'chavin to the k'sava kabbalah. What's atzeres shvuas? Holding back. It means hold yourself back. That's what it means. What's that? Oh. It means hold yourself back. What would I do with that? See, the Abish helps. If I'm not so Masudar, Abish sends me a Yidatonic who helps me out. Anyway. What was I saying? Who? Hold back. I have a riot at that damn Masipshat. Someone told me later, Ksav Kabbalah says it. Atzeres means hold back. What does it mean? They're all Muchazach. What does that mean? Shuos is called Atzeres, hold back. Because Yishmaelim came, and the Yisuf came. Everybody, we don't want the Torah because we have to control. You mean I can't kill people? The Torah is not for me. I can't take a guy and take a knife and stick him in the back. If you, I can't do that. This is too much. It's too heavy. Torah is too heavy. Who said that? Bnei Yishmael? Who said Esav said that? Esav's chaver, that was their problem. And Yishmael, I can't steal? Are you serious? I can't go like this when the guy's not looking and grab it out of his hand? That's too heavy. The Torah is too much for me. So I wanted to tighten it. That's why it's called Atzeres. Control! Hold yourself back! The old Torah means, they couldn't. Then they were crying over there for the Arayas also. You gotta hold back. They started crying. Hold back. Okay, now they have the famous marshmallow experiment. They had 100 kids, and they all gave them marshmallows. And they said, you want your marshmallow right now? Go eat it. But that's it. If you wait 5 minutes, you're getting 2 marshmallows. So most of the guys just fressed up what they had. A myriad of them waited the 5 minutes. And they got 2 marshmallows. They followed all the people for years later. They found out all the guys that waited the 5 minutes were rich and happy people. All those that had to have it right now were poor and unhappy. So the Jews, Atzeres control, Rav Chaim Motzer Weingrenz told me, more than all the Musar in the world is teaching you how to control. He kept telling me control. Atzeres means control. I found later on that my pshat is brought down Ksava Kabbalah. Anyway, but I want to tell you like this. I know Yom Gemara is having a lot of trouble. All kinds of kinetiva covered issues. He doesn't know what to do. He's going to sugar. And I told him, and Eitzeh, boy, is he thriving. Is he thriving? In the Vardik, they said, Kenei lecha chava. Kone. Bichl mitafede, taf yeden eina. Everybody needs a book with a pen. And the Vardik is always writing. It's a lot of fun to write. It's geschmack. Some of them will write 5 pugulas a day against your ratzon. Some of them will write 10. Some will write 50. They're doing it all day. I knew a Yid who wrote a lot of them. His name is Yisrael Orlansky. And when he was 85, 90, he was moving around like a kid. And I'm chesed, that's why. Because he was always going against his ratzon. Always writing down, I want to talk. I didn't talk for a second. Boom. I want to eat. I hold back for a second. And you keep writing. You feel it. It makes you feel good. In the Vardik, they said, you keep writing your accomplishments. It gives you a boost. You got to keep doing it. Give yourself a point. Through the years, you become Ois Gavet. You become a new person. Now, this younger man is having a life. They said one sort of Gershon Liebman rolling around in his in the apartment houses over there. Busha, or Armiter, I think it was. His Oilam over there. At nighttime, he's looking around. Rabbeinu! They call him Rabbeinu. Mata Machapes! What are you looking for? He's going, I'm looking for an opportunity to break my meters. He loved it. That's where his simcha level was crazy. He's looking. Everyone's busy being Mekayim, his Ratzin. And he's looking, going against. You know what a thrill that is? I told it to a young man. It says, tomorrow morning, try to get as many pulis against your Ratzin as you can. He became like a different person. Let's see how many he can get in one day. You know what a thrill that is? Try it. We want to bring back Nevada to call you so. Do it once in a while. Go against the ruts. And just for today. And give yourself 10 points. It was a tough one. They used to say in Nevada, no one has to know what you're doing except Yerei Shabbat. Tell Yerei Shabbat that you are what you did. You know what I did today? You know what they used to do in Nevada when somebody went against his ruts? Made a big party. Made a whole suda. They lived in a society where fun was going against the Ratzon. I saw letters written from the Vardigas to each other. The simcha level these people had was crazy. He went to Eretz Yisrael. So they were still in Europe. And they wrote from Pinsk. They wrote letters to him. What's going on with your learning? And they were scared so much for each other. They were brothers, all of them. The Vardigas had a lot of love between them. How was your learning? You're in Eretz Yisrael. What's the matzav there? The way they wrote, there wasn't a word. How are the kids doing? How's your wife and kids? And how's panuse? And how's the panuse is good? And, oh, you look at a nice suit you wear. They weren't into that. They were total ruchnius. They were super happy. They talked about every day. How's the kinnah? How's the taiva? You used to have problems with kinnah. Has that straightened out? That was their life. This guy followed my advice. He did it for one day, a half a day. He said he never felt so good in his life. It is so thrilling to go when you have it. You're looking for opportunities. Reb Gershon used to say when he goes to the doctor, yeah, it's great. He goes in the street. Oh, I just got a Shmiras Einayim. Oh, I just got a Sablonis. I waited for the bus. I didn't steam my head off. I'll tell you something. You might be able to use this. People come over to me, they say, you're such a loudmouth wherever you go. Do you ever let other people talk? Yeah, I'm a magid, Rabbi. That's my line. I'm supposed to talk my head off. But anyway, what is your style? I said, you know what my Rebbe taught me? It might be negayah. You're sitting in a house. First of all, I once told a younger man, he eats by his parents or in-laws, whatever. His father-in-law is a personality. All right. And he says his Torah, and he sits there like a puppy. He sits like a puppy. His wife sits next to him. They're obedient little children. He's not a kid. He's 35. She's 34. And they're still sitting. And here's the father-in-law dominating. I think he might dominate his wife too. But in some cases, she's the problem. And she dominates him. She puts it. Now, sometimes those are the best marriages. Where everybody knows his place. Isha Makama Yavad Mishalom. The man knows up front, she's boss, and keep out of trouble. Listen to whatever your wife says, you'll be happily married to Mavis and Shana. They say the German marriages are like that. Oh, the other name. She's boss, and fine. It's a truce. Don't fight around with her. Let her do what she says. You're boss. I knew in Nevada, we used to like to be a shmata. She stepped all over him, and he didn't mind at all. I need a number. He used to learn a lot as far as a number. Let it. Now do this. Now do that. Okay, I'm coming. I once watched him in his house holding a table, and he was slapping it, and she was, next, you're going to do this? Sure, certainly. And another guy would say, hey, I'm the boss around here. What are you telling me what to do? This is not a good marriage. Wait a minute. This is not a good marriage. What, the kids are going to see? This is no good. No, sir. And you yell at me, too. This is not working out. It's a mistake. Let's see a therapist if we want to hold on. Because this really doesn't work. You know. Besides, the man is supposed to be the boss. And who do you think you are? You run the world. I'm a goyin. I just finished Shas yesterday. I'm Oretz D'Oraisa. And you're telling me what to do. By the way, very often the ladies in nowadays are not such an Oretz D'Oraisa. Very often, the men wish they knew less. Very often they say, did you go to that school where all the girls know so much? Now she knows. And the kids want to know, what's halacha ta about the, go ask mommy. Mommy, listen to class. I was busy carving on Reb Chaim. You want to ask Reb Chaim to come to me. You want to know what to do and not to do. Go ask mommy. She knows everything. And give her covet. See, my wife's the Talmud Chacham. Chavira. What do you call? Eishes Chavira. It's very good. Now look. Why fight? You need that? So it doesn't fit in. Everyone's happy. You can lift at 120. I have Zaydas and Babas. I have pictures of them. And I asked around, what were they all about? I never met them. And I was told, oh, in that case, she ran the show. So let her run the show. What do you care? The Maisa, they say, Meach Chadash. I wonder what the ladies are thinking, listening to me now. Am I in the good list? The bad? Anyway, so Meir Chadash. I'm not afraid of ladies. I'm only afraid of my wife. I'm joking. Anyway, Meir Chadash. Meir Chadash, they say.
that she ran the show. But if you took a closer look, you saw that it wasn't like that. He ran the show. It looked like she ran the show. But when the final decision, something important came around, this just happened to me recently. Somebody is telling me that his wife doesn't want him. I wanted him to do something. He said, I don't listen to my wife. I'm coming. I said, wait a minute. You know, listen to your wife. It's no good. You know, I'm going to get a bad reputation among the ladies. You don't do that. You know, if it ever knows what's good for him, who get it. Don't start up, or else you're finished. So I told him, anyway, every case is different. So sometimes you're supposed to listen, sometimes you're not supposed to listen. Every case is different. But you don't have to go by the rules. Forget the rules. But it comes to Ruchnius, you know what reminds me of Sol Salanta? He said when he got married, he told his wife, comes to Gashmius, you're the boss. Because the Ruchnius, I'm the boss. Chazal say that. And she remarked one day, they asked the new, how did it work? She said, I still didn't find anything that he didn't consider Ruchnius. He held everything to be Ruchnius. Anyway, how did I get into this? So, you know what I told the guy? You know what you're doing with the shver? Now, you can't always get away with that. But sometimes, I did tell this to somebody. You're going to open your big mouth. And you're going to say your piece of Torah. He's dominating you. You're a mouse. Now, sometimes it's not worth fighting. So be a mouse. But somehow, if you want to blossom a little bit, come in and say your piece. I do this all the time. Be a loudmouth. I'll tell you another time I heard. The Vardik told me, you hang around people like the schmooze around? You open your big mouth first and say some musa. Say some Vardik hadrasa. Why? You want to control the conversation. I don't want to sit here, shake along with everybody talking. Not me. I'm taking over the show. I want to speak Ruchnius. I was told to do this. So at a certain time, you dominate the conversation. You be the big shot. It's kedai to be a big shot. You'll run it the way you want. And let them, what do you care? However, all right. Anyway, I want to tell you a mice that happened to me. I was giving out my B'tochen weeklies, and I was worried like crazy. They're not picking it up. I put so many down here, nobody's picking them up. I go to another shul, hey, they're not taking them. Oh, this one's left over, I'm a yeki. So if there's one left over, I'm going to go to all the shuls in Lakewood to find that one to bring it. You know what that cost? Cost me $1. That's how much work I put into it? I need that to be left over? No good. I used to be like that. I was a stalwart. Abish has set me straight with this. Everything needs das tag. You know, how do you do things? Abish enlightened me. Right now, I couldn't care less. They leave a whole stack. So leave a whole stack. I did mine. That's enough. Now, in my earlier years, when I first started giving out my talk, first of all, people criticized me. Man, Del, what are you, a Breslava? Giving out stuff all day? And I say, and what's wrong with Breslov? I think they're very nice people. In fact, you know that Navardigas and Breslovers used to bump into each other in the forest. Because they both ran into the forest as by this. They both had that. And they, oh, you're a Breslov. Oh, you're Navardigas. Oh, pleasure to meet you. So they told me that. But then I remember I used to worry about how many Bahihayayin I shopped the shluch with somebody. And I forgot all about B'tochen weeklies. And as I'm standing there, they're coming after me. They're running after me. Next, 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 next. I wasn't doing anything. Do you know why I had trouble? Serdas Odom, ye came my case. You're worried all day about how much B'tochen weekly? You're looking for trouble. When you don't care, you don't worry, they still send them. It's going to move like machines. I myself interviewed four repairmen, Goyim, who repair copy machines. And because I noticed the first time I went into BB Graphics, and I was in a crazy rush. I came in there, I thought, is there any minute, I gotta get, I had 10 things to do, and I could only be 10 minutes here, and then I gotta take, a good American who's bundling herbs,